We are on Daf Kufay Medalev.
Let us just quickly go over the Gemara. But the meaning, we had him the Mishnah, Shnei Dainek Zeris Hoyu Birushalayim, Admoin Bechonon Ben Abishalom. There were two Dainek Zeris. So the Gemara is Akasha, we learned Abaraisa, Shloisha Dainek Zeris Hoyu Birushalayim. There were three Dainek Zeilis, Admin ben Gadoi, that's Admin, ben Chonon Amitzri, ben Chonon ben Abishola. So we have here two Kashas. Kashe Tlas Atrein. Here it says that there were two Dayonim, and here it says there were three. Kashe Gzeirois Agzeilois. There's another Kashe that here it says there were Dainek Zeilis. There it says there were Dainek Zeilis. So the Gemara says, Bishlein Metlas Atrein Leikashe, Dechoshev Leiktoni, Deloi Choshev Leiktoni. So let us learn, one of the Stupshotim and Taisus, but let us learn, Dechoshev Leiktoni, Lechoshev Leiktoni, that the Tanne in our Mishneh was only Moine Dechoshev, the Choshevste Dayonim. The Choshevste Dayonim were two. The Braise speaks about three. There were three Dainei Gzeileis. Elo Gzeireis, a Gzeileis Koshev. But we have here another Kasha. Here they're called Dainei Gzeireis, and here they're called Dainei Gzeileis. They did different functions. These were Dayonim and Knosses, these were Dayonim and Gzeilis. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Shehoyu Goizrin Gzeirois Al Gzeilis. These were Dayonim who were Goize Gzeirois Al Gzeilis. That means that they were a special group of Dayonim who made Knosses on the Gazlonim. So it's good. It's Gzeilois and Gzeirois. Both of them are emes. They made Gzeirois and the Gzeilois. Kedisanya, we learned in a baraisa, Kitmo Netiyo, if a behemah went and broke off a Netiyo, is Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Goizre Gzeirois Shebirushalayim Oimrim Netiyo Bashnoso Shtei Kesef. Bashteishonim arba kesef. So we see that there were gzeirois, there were goizre gzeirois bishraim, made gzeirois on these gzeirois. The Ramini, so the Gemara says, Aleska kasha, we learned shloisho daini gzeirois hoyo birishalayim. There were three daini gzeirois birishalayim. Admoin, Vechonon, Venochum. So this is Lechay Rakashe. He says on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there were two. Here it says there were three Dainek Zeiris. Omar Rav Pope, Man Tane Nochum Rav Nosani. So he says there's a Machlokes. Rab Nosson and the Chachomim. That means our Mishnah is going according to the Chachomim. And Nosson is Chaylik. B'loi hoidu loi Chachomim. Hastis. Rab Nosson held, that's how the Shit Mekabetzis explained, that Nochum was from the Dainek Zeiris. Nochum was a Ish Choshuv. But the Shaila was he from the Dainek Zeiris? So the Machlokes, Rab Nosson and the Chachomim. Our Mishnah is going according to the Chachomim that said Nochum was not from the Dainek Zeiris, and Rab Nosson says he was from the Dainek Zeiris. Frag the Gemara Vesu Leke, there's only three, for Omar Rav Pinchas, Omar Rabbi Shaye.
שלוש מייס ותשעים וארבו בוטי דינים היו בירושלים. There were 394 בוטי דינים, כנגדם בוטי כנסייס, 394 בוטי כנסייס, וכנגדם בוטי מדרושס, וכנגדם בוטי סופרים. So there were... The kash is, but the sefer means the word chadorim. So there's a lot of dayonim. So there's a machloikis. What's pshat the Gemara's kashe? The Gemara's kashe was if you have so many bote dinim, you could have a machloikis tanoim if there were two dine exeris or three dine exeris. Abnosen says Nochem was also from the dine exeris. And Chum said, no, there was only two dine exeris. There were so many dayonim in Stoma, there were many more dine exeris than two or three. So Gemara says, dayonim tu vahave. Chi kamrinin ha-geizre gzeiris kamrinam, the geizre gzeiris, which is the Gvetzer says, it's a very interesting lotion. The kasha was, hech efshe de memokim godol kaze lehoye rak beize gimu. So the Gemara answers, de rav guvre de geizre gzeiris. That it wasn't to be mechaven the knosses to the gzeilis and to prevent these gzeilis, could have a ear malayan neviim v'chachomim, we could still could only have two gezre gzeiris. Let us see Rashi. Admin begadoy gezre gzeiris knosses. Kitma natiya gasinba bekame gabi behemish nichnasalashus hanizik vihizika kitma natiya silon, they broke down Elon kame shaminoiso, so they made shtei kesef shtei mois boti dinim shalasrim shloisha boti gesis lispalo boti midrashes le mishne le talmud but he seifrim lulmai tenoikis. I once heard from the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Yankov Zecheinu Levroche, he said, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is greater than Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So why did they have Bote Knesiyas and Bote Midrashas? Here we see Rashi's Bote Knesiyas, Lespalo, Bote Midrashas, Lemishna, Letalmud. You could learn in the, you could daven in the Beis Medrash also, if Kedusha's Beis Medrash. So Mustava, the Bote Knesiyas for the Balabatim, for late Minyan, and the Beis Medrash, and daven in early Minyan, I mean, that's not Mustava. So he said, He said that a base medrash is more mekudish than a base aknesses. And a base medrash, you're only allowed to learn there. But we find certain kulis, a person who's in the base medrash a whole day, so he's allowed to eat the base medrash also. Als bitl teure. So he says, so just like a Talmud Chochem, it's allowed to eat in the Beis Medrash, but since you have those who are learning the Beis Medrash are eating, so someone will come in, they're eating now also, he has a sandwich, he'll come and eat also. You're not allowed to eat. Those who are learning, they have a right to eat. So he said, just like you have a right to eat, you have a right to daven. So those who learned, they were allowed to daven there also. But Stamazoi, that's a hayroda of Kedushas Beis Medrash. It was a hayroda of Kedushas Beis Medrash that you're davening in the Beis Medrash. A Beis Medrash is oimed for the Limud HaTorah. It's not made for davening. That's where they had Bazundere Botei Knesiyas and Bazundere Botei Medrashas. Now let us see Taisvitz. The Choshev Leiktoni. the Gemara had asked Akasha that in our Mishnah it says there were two dining zeiras. In the Barais it says there were three dining zeiras. Mois of Chonon HaMitzri. So the Gemara answered on this Kasha on the two and three, the Choshev Leiktoni. So Taisha says, Ve'ein Leforish, the Choshev LeYoser, whoever was more Choshev, the Hamuchach Bebraise, the Chonon HaMitzri, or Yechoshev Yoser, Michonon Ben Avishalom, Ve'diktoni LeBereshe. That means in the Baraisa, when he's moine these three dining zeres, so he's magdim chonon amitzri to chonon ben avisholom. So we see that chonon amitzri was more choshev. And to say that the Tane omitted chonon amitzri because he wasn't as choshev as chonon ben avisholom, se klapzach nicht. So chonon amitzri was more choshev. Elachi perushe, the choshev lei bosar hochi. The choshev lei, does that mean a lot? It's not a loshen cheshivis. Choshev lei means the one who he's speaking about. He's reckoning later. That means the our Mishnah is going to speak about these dainik zeres, what they said, and we paskin like them, we don't paskin like them. So memele, the choshev lei bosar hochi, daibu masnisen. That our mission is only, there was taka three dining zeres. Chonon HaMitzri is also dining zeres, but our mission is only speaking about the dining zeres who said halach is pertaining to Masechtas Ksubas. So that's why he only mentions two of them. So that's how the Rabbi Natam learned Pshat. So now Taish wants to say no. The Choshev Lei Achoshev Yosef. Now Choshev Lei means he was Moine, the Choshev's the Dainik Zeres. That's what he only said too. Chonon HaMitzri wasn't as Choshev, and that's why he didn't mention him in the Mishnah. Va'af al-gav diktoni Chonon HaMitzri bereshe. So how could this be? Chonon ben Avisholom is more choshev, and he's magdem Chonon HaMitzri. He says, Aleshu Akashe, Ochinami Ashkechon, when we say the Haggadah, Maise b'Rabbi Lezer, b'Rabbi Yeshua, b'Rabbi Lozer ben Azai, b'Rabbi Kiva. Af al kish Rabbi Kiva, yochoshev m'Rabbi Lozer ben Azai. Rabbi Kiva was more choshev than Rabbi Lozer ben Azai. Shuho yorosh l'chachomim, he was the Rosh of the Chachamim Rabbi Kiva, b'chol duch tamrinin k'goin Rabbi Kiva v'chaveiro. U'bishili perikame di Yevomis, the end of the first perik of Yevomis, the Gemara brings a maise, gabi maise d'rabdoise ben Harkines. Was a maise, Rabdoise ben Harkines was a alta zokin, and there came out a curl that he paskin like Beshamai, the Beshamai holds that it's ourself as mutter. So the Chachmei Yisrael decided that we're going to go and visit him. So they went to the delegation. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, and Rabbi Kiva. They went to visit Rabbi Deise ben Akinis. The Omalem, Rabbi Yeshua, Ani Eilech, I'll go first, Va'ach of me, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Vach of me, Rabbi Kiva. So this was the delegation. Shenichnesu atzloi, so Omar l'Rabbi Yeshua, yesh ben Lazaya chavireinu. That means Rabbi Doise ben Akinis never knew that, he never heard of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So Meilu told him, no, Azariah, so he had a son. This is, I brought his son here, Loza. Fine. Arei lehoye yedei shrabbi loza boilam. That means he never heard there was such a rabbi loza. Rabbi Kiva Omar, when Rabbi Kiva was introduced to him, Omar, so he told Rabbi Kiva, atu sheshimcha oilech misoif ha'oilam va'atsoif. That's what he told to Rabbi Kiva. Vafilo hochi, Maske Rabbi Loza Bereisha. So we see, Rabbi Loza Ben Azayah, Rabbi Dyson have even heard about him. Rabbi Kiva was Shimchaylech Misayfaylum Atsayfay. And in the Haggadah it says, Rabbi Loza Ben Azayah and Rabbi Kiva. No, so what's the shot? Behind no time, Shahoyo mi mishpocham yuchesas yaisame Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Loza Ben Azayah was a bigger miyuchas than Rabbi Kiva. Shayasiri la Ezra. Vegam b'shvil nisiyusoy. He was a nasi also. Rabbi Kiva wasn't a nasi. So for these factors, they were magdim. That's why in the Haggadah, it says, Rabbi Loza ben Azayah and Rabbi Kiva were magdim of Loza ben Azayah mitzad the yichus and the nasis. Ochanami diktoni chonon hamitzri bereishe. Loi b'shvil shayachoshev yoyse. No. Chonan ben Avi Shalom was choshev yoyse. El vimnei shuhu mi mishpocha mi yucheses yoyse mi chonan ben Avi Shalom. So that's why he mentioned Chonan HaMitzri first. So the Braise mentioned Chonan HaMitzri before Chonan ben Avi Shalom. Because Chonan Mitzri was a meyuchis. The Mishnah did not even mention Chonan Mitzri because Chonan ben Avishalom was much more choshev than Chonan Mitzri. I'd like to elaborate maybe for a few minutes. I'd like to say a vote. So what's the gedar advarim? When it comes over here, when you enumerate the Tanoim, Yichus comes first. In the Mishnah, they weren't geiris yichus, they were geiris chshivas atzmoi. At first I'd like to tell over a maisa. The Brisker Rav once related a maisa that happened by the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi had a son that became a chosan and got a big nan. And it seems the son was a zocha daita, big nan. So the Beis Halevi went over to the son and told him, listen, don't think you're so great. The big nadin is because of me. Not because of you, it's because of me. So the son told the Beis Halevi, he says, Tate, if it's because of you, they should have given a much bigger nadin. So the Beis Halevi says, you're right. But since you're also involved, that's why they were mocked in the nadin. That's the maisa from the Beis Halevi. Now, I'd like to be mamshech this maise with a meyredik vote from the Beis Halakim. In Parshas Yisroi, the Beis Halakim de Mabit asks a meyredik kasha. The posik starts off by saying, Kaysema lebeis Yaakov v'sagid lebnei Yisroel, Atem reisem v'oviyeschem eloi v'yisem li segula. Everything is beloshen noichach. The Rebbeinu Shloilem is speaking directly to Klal Yisrael. Atem reisem yuso v'oviyeschem eloi, I'll bring you to me v'yisem li segula. We're speaking directly. Beloshen noichach. Then later it says, Vahoyu nechoinim, they should prepare themselves. Ki bayoyim ashlishi yeired Hashem, the third day the Hashem will be yeired Har Sinai. Doesn't say that. So they're already speaking about third person. Frek the Beis Halakim, Amayil de Kekasha, why all of a sudden did the Torah switch? So the Beis Halakim says Amayil de Kevot, and I'd like to be magdim, this vote with a maral. And Dachsimil, this is pshat in the Maisa with the Beis Halevi, and this is pshat in the Beis Halakim. The maral says in Ovis, in Perik Vov, Mishneh Tes, he says, a son of a father has in himself two chalokim. There's one chalik that he's boso mipsore, he's a shtik tat, bro kare davu. He's mamish a chelik of the father, he's amshoch of the father. But there's another chelik of the son, that's his own atzmiyus. He's an entity, he's a person b'fnei atzmoy. The Mabit says, it was 3 days before Matan Torah. So the Rabbeinu Shalom addressed Klal Yisrael, and he told them as follows, Koyseim el beis Yaakov, v'sagid levnei Yisrael, mitzad eter beis Yaakov, mitzad eter bnei Yisrael, they're descendants of the Ovis. That chelik of them, they're roi for Kabbalah Satayra. There's no problem. And to that chelik, the Yisem Li Skule, we could speak Peloshin, Noichach, Vovi Yeschem Eloi, the Yisem Li Skule, Atam Reisem, there's no problem. In that chelik of Klal Yisrael, that is Mamish, a chelik of the Ovis. But there's another chelik. And the other chelik of Klal Yisrael, their Atzmi is, they were not Roy to Matan Torah. So therefore, there was a different parsha. So to that chelik, they say, "V'hoyu nechaynim ki b'yoyim shlishi yered Hashem." That's belosh and nister. There's no kesher between them and Klal Yisrael. They needed a moiridika hachone to be roi to Matan Torah, and 3 days before they weren't roi. That's what the Beis Elikim says. So Agavucha, with this we can understand. We say all the time in davening, Elekeinu velekei aviseinu. Pshat is the Rabbeinu Shalom is Elekeinu's mitzad Klal Yisrael, Elekei aviseinu. How much Klal Yisrael is a chelik of the Yovis with the Bnei Yovis? It could be, and that was what the Beis Halevi told his son. How much you're my son? Abduskim tiranadim. But out yourself, to come to Nishkei Naden, that's where they were mafchis to Naden. A person who has yichis, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a descendant of Ezra. So how much of Ezra is in him? This is the covet of Ezra. That means that this is a descendant of Ezra, so there's a chelik of Ezra in him. So it's the covet of Ezra, you have to be magdim him. So in that God that we're going to say, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, not mitzad Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. No, how much Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Ezra? Als his yichus is a chelik, even it's an atzmius of him. He's from the Bnei Ha'aveis, he has a choshev yichus. In the Mishnah we were speaking about the Choshev and Dayonim, here Yichus doesn't spiel a role over here. Here we are speaking about that Hanich Shivi, this was the Yichus Atzmon, and they're godless. And they're godless, and the Hanich Shivi, Kachoshev, he's only speaking about the two Choshev and Dayonim, the two greatest Dayonim that Klal Yisrael possessed in Yerushalayim was Chonon ben Avishalom and Admai. Let us go further. V'ayim HaRebbe, fine. The Mikom Lokim Tikshalon Amayla Mishani Kedem Mishani Rabbeinu Tam. He said a beautiful shtick Torah. So that choshev can mean choshev, and you have a cheshbin when it comes to yichis, we're magdim. When it comes to chshivis, we look at the chshivis atzmai. But why didn't you say like the Rabbeinu Tam? The Rabbeinu Tam says choshev means something else. V'laf pichi. The ton elohu, if the Gemara is answering that the reason they only mention these two Tanoim in the Mishnah because the Mishnah speaks about what they said. The Tanilu fi shedibru be Mishnah seinu havalele Mishnah shnei daine gzeiris shahoyu be Yerushalayim. Don't say shnei daine gzeiris hoyu be Yerushalayim. There were three daine gzeiris in Yerushalayim. No, the two of the three that were in Yerushalayim, they said these certain things. So Memele, somebody, but Shahoyu means there was more, but these two that were said these things. But Hoyu B'Yerushalayim means that there were two Dainik Zeres, period. Avitana Hoyu B'Yerushalayim, Mash Mishnaim Hoyu B'Sulay. Ba'oit, B'Disanye B'Samuch. Rabbi Nosson Oima, Af Nochen Hamodai, Echad midainik zeirish in Bishalayim hoy. Now, there's a machloikis, Rab Nosson and the Chachomim, if Nochem Amodai was also from the dainik zeirish. Now, what did it say in that paraisa? In that paraisa it says, Shloishe dainik zeirish hoyu birushalayim, Admoin v'chonon v'nochem, and Rapope says, you know, this is Rab Nosson, because Rab Nosson says that Nochem was from the Dainik Zeres. V'al kol chacho a bereise loikoi. Now, this bereise that says shloish is not going on a bereise, on the bereise which speaks about chonon ha-mitzri, din keil Rab Nosson arbahave. That means, he's just adding on Rab Nochem, so if he's going on the bereise, he should have said four. Banan mukminen, she's not going on the bereis. Banan mukminen di diktoni shloisha admoin vechonon venochem amodi l'Rab Nosson. Elevadai, so he's going on the Mishneh. He's going on the Mishneh. And that's the Gemara's Teretz. He says there are three dainik zeiris. One of them was Nochem. And the Chachamim are chaylik that Nochem was not from the Dainik Zeres. So if Choshev means that the Tane is only mentioning the Dayonim that we're speaking about in the 13th Perek in Ksubis, that those who he speaks about, it is more Dainik Zeres. So where's the Machlokes Rab Nosson and the Chachamim? That means, everyone holds that there were more Dainik Zeres, but we're only speaking about those that we spoke about in the Mishnah. Elavadi the Choshev leachshuvim yoisim shemochi kamav nochem amadi echem migoisik zeres veyachoshev kamoisom. And the Chachamim say no, it wasn't a Dainik Zeres. Zok the Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbi Yehuda Oma Ravasi. They took their schar, which was tishim v'teisha mone mitrumas halishke. They took from the trumas halishke. They were paid from the trumas halishke. Loirotzu, if they didn't want, meisifin lahem. So then we gave them more. Like the Gemara, loyrotzu otu birshi askine. That means lechayre tishim v'teisha is what they need. So they took from the trumas halishke what they need. Loyrotzu, they wanted more. The rishoyim, what's pshat? They want more. I mean, they're taking from momenat kol, and this is enough. Elo loysofku. What if they don't have enough with tishim b'teisha money? Afal pisha loyrotzu, even though they don't want to take more, they want to live a life of tzimtzum, meisifin aleihem. No. So even though they don't want to take more, but we'll make sure they should get more, they should live a more havochedik life, and it shouldn't be a life of tzimtzum. Zok the Gemara, karne havishokol estire mizakoi, bistire mechayev. Karne was a daim. He used to take a sela from the zakai and a sela from the chayev. V'doin ludine, and then he paskin, v'doin ludine. Frek the Gemara, v'heicha ovid hochi. How's allowed to do this? Foxy v'shoich ad leisikach. How's allowed to take money? V'chitei mahani mili heiched aloi shokim mil tavayu. Maybe the whole iser of shoich ad is, you don't take a both of them. Dilma osi latzluye dine. Because then you might be mad to the din. You take shoich ad from one, that's v'shoich ad leisikach. Abakalnik, even the shokel mitavayu layosel, that's what he did. If he took money from both, so that's now he's so shaykhed. Frag the Gemara, b'chiloy osi latzluyei dine mishori. If he won't be mata the din, is it then permissible? Bo'asanya, we learned in Abaraise, v'shoichad loisikach. Matalmud loima. Im lelameid, shaloy lezakei sesachayev, v'shaloy lechayev esazakei, if the purpose of the shoichad is not to be mizake. Shalai says, I shouldn't take shaykha to be mizake the chayva to be mechayv the zakai. Reikva nema leisata mishpot. It says leisata mishpot. Afilu lezake says, azake lechayv esachayev. Omre toira v'shaykhad leisikach. So there's an issa of shaykhad. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Bershi Yaskinen, Neitlin Schorem, Misparnes in Emenel, Fishloi Hoyu, Asukim, Bemalachdom, they were completely Nimsal, Letoche, Atzibo, they were the Geizrik Zeres, so Memele, it was Mutul on the Tzibo to support them. Bershi askin and shenoitlens chalod in yoise mechdei chayeyem. I mean, what's pshat? They don't mind. You give them more. No, it's leisovka lemezoynis. It means even though this wasn't sufficient for their mezoynis, zafal pish leirot solita. Even though they don't want to take more, we give them. Ister esela. Petoira sheichadur. Shaloi techaibeini imzakai oni. You shouldn't be mechayiv me imzakai oni. Now, just one sec, we'll go a little further. So the Gemara says, ani mili heichidi so the Gemara says you're not allowed to take sheichat. Even though it's lezakai says azakai, lechayiv is achayiv. Omra teire v'sheichad leisikach. S'ani mi leichad ishokul b'teire sheichad. Karno b'teires agra ha-vishokul. Karno took it not out sheichad, he took it out schiris. It's a payment for the tirche. He has to be ma'ayin, it's an easy job. It involves tirche. So that's what he's taking it for. So Rashi says, "Beteiras agro schar teireach, the schar of the tirch." So we see over here this teiras shoychat and this teiras agro. Now, what's teiras shoychat? Lezakei says hazakei, lachayiv es hachayiv. Rafal pikein. There's an issue the rice of a leisikach sheichat. And both of them are giving, because the Gemara's asking Akasha, that was the maise with Karna. Karna took money from both of them. Like the Gemara, how could Karna take money from both of them? Shteitach sheichat leisikach. Ah, you tell me sheichat leisikach means he's taking lezakis as a chayv. No, that says leisat a mishpat. So there's an issue sheichat leisikach. That Philo Zaka says Zaka, he's taking from both. That's the Gemara's Kasha. We're asking the Kasha and Kalna. So how do we understand this? So what's the problem? I'd like to say over Chazenish in the Amuna Bitochen. Just like he doesn't go exactly in this Gemara, but Mitoich Dvorov will have a picture Pshatna Gemara, and then later I found the Ber Basoda in Dvorim says brings down our Gemara. Says Kemat the same thing. The Chazanish says Omnom Hasheichad Inyan Miyuchid. Sheichad is a special Inyan. Besoid koiches hanefoshes, this is in the koiches hanefoshes, la'aver einei chachomim olesalef mishpot. Ubiyoi she'omru, she'histakal ha'kodesh bolchu b'toire obore elomai. That Chazal tell us that the world was created through the Torah. Chiva haTorah koyach b'shoichet la'aver u'lesalif. That means if the world was created through the Torah, and the Torah says ke'ashoichet ya'aver, so the world that came through the Torah, that was nichnas in the brias. Ha'oilam, that sheichet is ma'aver. That's a metzias. That's a metzias in the Bria. V'huzman koyach hatume b'sheichet letamteim ha'leiv u'leradeim es habine. The kopfer verstopped. He doesn't think, he doesn't hear right, he doesn't think right. That's sheichet. And then his Messiah, Vehine Eina Zoras HaShoichad Miklal HaMishpotim Ela Miklal HaChukim. It's not a Dovo Sichli, because there the Chazaynish is Mavaya. He says you have a person, you have a Rav that has one Behemoth, that's his only Behemoth, is a big Bnei Bayis. And they made a chasana, and there's a shayla on this behemah, and can he pass in the negiyus hameiridik? He says, we don't find any place that this person can pass in. He's an elachiyit. If it's kosher, it's kosher. If it's treif, it's treif. The Torah never said you can't pass in. So the Torah was saymach that the Yerushamayim of Amoira Hayro will overcome all negiyus. And here it says, "Kesheichet ya'aver." He says, "This is a chok. This is the tumah of sheichet. Sheichet is ma'aver. He's not the same." And I found in Be'er Basode and the Devarim, "Be'aver gav the leke ikruvi daito." There's no kiriv das over here. Both of them gave the same amount of money. Soiv sheti torev dato v'ishtakach talmudet. That's the metzius of sheichat. Now the Gemara says there's two toiras. There's a toiras sheichat, and there's a toiras agro. Toiras sheichat is treif. Toiras agro, the more held the world is kosher. What's pshat toiras sheichat and toiras agro? If I'm giving money, in giving you a daya, how the psak should be. Whatever the daya is, I'm telling you how to paskin. Zayim zaket v'zaket. But you're telling me how to paskin with a $500 bill. That falls into the category of sheichet. If I give you $500 and I say, Rebbe, chvashtei, it takes hours and hours to be mevara shayla, let me pay you for your tirche. That's Teiris Agra. I'm not telling you what to do out the Paskin. Chas v'sholem. That's not my field. That's not my line. That's not my inches. But I want to pay you for the tirche. Teiris Sheichet is trei, and Teiris Agra is kosher. That's what it says in our Gemara. Frag the Gemara, ube Teiris Agra mishori? As a, you're allowed to take money to be a dying? Vasnan, we learned a Mishnah in Kedushin, Hanoitel Schalodon, Dinov Betalem. If he takes money, it's Dinov Betalem. Why is it Dinov Betalem? Because the Gemara says in Bechoris, Ma'ani Bechinom, Afatim Bechinom. So that means Moshe Rabbeinu also didn't take Schiris Arzdayim. So Memele, so that's a Seder, that a Dayin is supposed to do this, if he's capable of being a dayan, this has to be done without taking any money for it. And if he took money, so that's not the lakim nitzabada scale that the dayan works with gevaldik yisiyata dishmaya. That's dafke. If he's a dayan, he's doing the proper thing. If he's taking money for the dayanus, he's a posel a dayan. Hanaitel Schaladin Dinov Betalem. So the Gemara Hani Mile Agar Dino. If he's taking Schal, Agar Dino Rashi says, Loyoima Lachamadin Kim Beschal Kach Vekach, you pay me, then I'll get involved. That's if I planted the Shaila. That's the Dinov Betalem. Kalne agar betela habishokel. Kalne took, that means he had a job, we'll see later, and they came to him and they said, no, we want the paskin of din teira. He says, Ezechzu, you want me not to work today? I'm losing money. So pay me scha betela. So my male, scha betela is mutter. So the gemore, azoi, vaga betela mishori, you'll have to take aga betela. For Sanya, we learned, Mechua Hadayin Shanoitel Schal Lodain, Allah Shadinai Din. It's Mechua, it's not nice, but the Din is a Din. Hechidom. Ilema Agar Din, if, what kind of Agar are we speaking about? If he's taking Schal for the Din, Dinai Din, Vasanya, Asnana Neitel Schal Lodain, Dinov Betelem. Ela aga betela, so Koch is speaking about aga betela, oktoni mechuar adayim. So, we're still stuck, so what's pshat with Kalne? So Gemara says, hani mili betela de loy muchacho. That means, chal betela, that's not muchach, but it's not muchach that if you would have not been done us today, you could have made money. This person, Absamoli, he's a mashgiach, for chasanis, sometimes he goes, sometimes he has a job, sometimes he doesn't have a job. So memele, so he says, listen, if you want me to be done, who says you have a job today? It's 3 weeks. It's wasted. I mean, who says that, it's not muchach that he's losing money by being a guy. Kalne betele de muchacha have. Kalne, it was a dova muchach that he's being bevatel schiris. Muchach, shok, Kalne betele de muchacha have shokel. He took the hanimil betele de le muchacha. Betele de le muchacha, it's not muchach that it is chal betele. So even though it is chal betele, but it's mechul. Aber kaune betele de mucha bishokel, he took betele de mucha. Da havi toi baambere de chamre, biyov lei zuzi. Here the geschmack yachushareyach, he used to go into the eitzris of yain, he'd be able to tell them if the wine will be able to remain there, if the remain is going to start spoiling. So he was mamish an expert in this. And he had a daily job. Every day he had a job. There was a market for this. And Memele, so he told them, today, listen, this is the if you want me not to work today, so you have to give me schar betela. V'yovi leizuzi. That they used to pay him for it. That means this was, he had a daily job. So now, you tell me I shouldn't work, so please replenish my schiris. Ki hoda Rav Huna, ki ava osi dina lekamei. When people came to Rav Huna, amalu hoveli gavra de dola li bachaykoi. He says, listen, I have to go and water my fields. You want me to I should be dying you today? So ishtal me to a person that'll water the fields. In my place, then I'll be done you. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, aga betele, shoye botel mimlachter. Tavetoi ba'amberi dechamre. Meriach bo'itz reshayim, eze roi liskayim, vakorem liskalko, imkiru miyad. He had every day, there was a demand from him. Ki ho, betele de mucher shori, ovli gavre de doli maye, mashkes adoisai, bachaykoi bimkoimi. find someone in my place. Charikoy emani shaloshin pogum. K'may kanayim charukes eshchitas chulen, k'lay mashani mistalek v'nivgam emkoymi. Zut Taisvis. Geizre gzeire shibirishalayim. Hayyendaitlim schoron mitrumes halishka. Hodaloi pori choche vehecha ovdi hochi, vaksibi shaychad loi sikach. And Karne the Gemara psazoi, the Karne took money, and the Gemara started making a ganze eisik, has allowed to take money, v'sheikach loi sikach. And how would the geizer exeris allowed to take money, sheikach loi sikach? Kidaporich alei de Karne, eimer abeinu tam, b'shem loi osor mi bali dinim, to take money from a bal din, that sheikach. Avalochem b'shel tzibur, he was taking different money, this has nothing to do with sheikach. The Rebbe Meforish, the Hoche, Labe Teres Chara Yenoitlam, Allah Hoche, Kol Shoha Yeyeshim Bedin, Leyoya Iskim Bishum Beloche, Leyoya Lehem Bamele His Palmis. The Rebbe said, over here is a whole different story in Ganzen. By Karne, by Rafune, these were people with a panose. They worked. This wasn't their profession. And whenever there's a necessity for the entire, they took off. So that's the shayla. But he says, the geizre gzeres, they bechlal did not do, they were completely mosel to the tzibur. That means they were completely mosel. Or yemut alala tzibur lefarneson. So the tzibur, I can't, that there's no problem whatsoever. So the, I mean, lenita teir lemalachei esharis. I mean, if they're gonna take care of the ruchnis of klal yisrael, so it's mutan klal yisrael to be mefarneson. Avokal nakroi beyalmo yoyosh. This wasn't a daily experience. Lailalita scha. By time in Amiyosi Shapa, the Kamala Kamon, Belamde Hilcheshite, Vilches Kmitze, Neutons Hometumas Alishke, Avabisha Schaltamatera Osilisapeg Benamuda, Ein Benamuda, but Al Koponim, that only goes if a person is not giving up his whole day for Tzolchei Tzibur, a person giving up for Tzolchei Tzibur, therefore he has no time to be Mosei Esel Abesi, so then it's Zicha Mutal on the Tzibur to be Mefarnesim. Oma Rabbi Yebo, Boy Re'ei Kamas Mies Einayim Shemekablei Sheikhat. How blind a person is who's Mekabel Sheikhat. Odom chosh be'inov, a person has eye problems. Meisin momi l'roifes, he goes to a doctor. He pays him. Sofik misrape, sofik ein misrape. If it'll be masliach or not, that's debatable. But he does that. Vehein neutlin shove prute umisamin einayim. And here they take, that means how much money a person is willing to spend in order to have good eyesight. And here they take one shove and put and they blind themselves. Shenema ki ha-shoyched ya'aver pikchem. Shoyched blinds. Sal kaponim. We see from the Gemara that the Gemara, that starts me with the Masha, says the Chazal were machadish, that not only in the Eine HaSeichel does it blind, but it blinds, the Metzius blinds also. That means there's the Enayim themselves become blind. Zamir de Kemedrish Tanchume, Medrish Tanchume says that Vatichena Eina Mirois by Yitzchok. Why did he become blind? Because with Sheikhat, he took Shavasikach Sheikhat ke Sheikhat Yaver. He took Sheikhat from Esav. Kimitzei Dehu Achal. there was a psabchin of Sheikhad there. So it ended up by him being blind. That's what the Gemara's machadish, that the Ivorin goes to Ivorin Einei Haguf. Tono Rabon, ki ha-Sheikhid Ya'aver Einei Chachomim, Kal Bochoyma L'Tipshin. If it's Ma'aver Einei Chachomim, so about the Gewiss, it'll be Ma'aver Tipshin. Visalev Divrei Tzadikim, Kal Bochoyma L'Rishoyim. Fregt the Gemara, midei tipshim rishoyim b'nei dino nino. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand, I mean, the dayonim, that, it says that, that means, we have here, the posik was mefaret chachomim and tzadikim, and now we have a kal v'chaim, so afilu chachom, afilu tzadikim, koshkein tipshim rishoyim. So the Gemara says, "Tipshim rishoyim b'nei din aninu, the dayonim, elohochi koma. Ki ha-shoichet yavar eini chochom afilo chochom godl, b'lekeir shoichet, eini nifte menoi lom b'lo yismiyas ha-leiv, v'isalev divrei tzadikim afilo tzadikomu, Loikeach shoichad, eine nifta min oilom, beloi tirufadas. So you have to understand what the Gemara's status is. What the Gemara answer. So before we see Rashi, let us see Tosfos. Tosfos is a little easier to understand than Rashi. Afilu tzadik gomul v'noital shoichad. V'hainu kal bochoim. לרשויים שכבר נוטל שויכת בפעם ראשוני. ובפעם ראשוני כשנויטל, הקטי צדיק הבא, שעדיין לא נוטלו. וכל בוחיים הלטיבשים בפעם שנייה שנויטל שויכת. That means the first time he takes שויכת, look what a effect it had. He took it when he was a צדיק, and it's מעבר. For the second time already, we're after the Ivorim, we're after the Noteik, by the second in Teire Sheikhan. Kabuchem or Tipshim, Bepam Shni, Shanoitel Sheikhan, Shekvam Asa, Tipish, Mepam Rishayne, Shanotle. That's how Teishu says Psha. Verashbam Pirish, the high Kabuchem or the Tipshim, Enemina Baraisa. Not that the Baraisa said this, and the Gemara is asking Akasha was shot in the Baraisa. Ella midisanya chachomim v'tzadikim. Since it says in the posik chachomim and tzadikim, the posik mash mesharei tzaloima kal v'chaim v'letipshim. That means, why did the posik mention chachomim? So l'chayre, the posik is saying chachomim are ma'ava about the givus tipshim. Kach metame v'chi heim b'nei dine. Mishani ochi kam v'lei neide k'moy she'oma. Ochi nam emrinim amekabu v'soifi tonda b'nim yishon hilis yishkav v'avoyitoy. Mash me'osh shochav mishani ochi kam. That means it's not coming l'diyuke. So here also, it's not coming l'diyuki to tell me a koshkin. We're talking about the posik. What is the posik telling? The posik is telling us the koich of sheichet afilu tzadik gomel. Afilu chochem godel. It's also. But it's not coming to tell us a kal v'chaim. It's coming l'gufay. But afilu he could be who knows what, the sheichet will have a detrimental effect on him. Eini nifta min ha'ilom arasi rashi, v'ochi koma kavochoymer, shi yisames einov kshiyitipesh besoifoy v'yeshev lodoy. I think the Shita Mekabetzis wants to say pshat in rashi, it's unclear what he says, but dachsmi means to say, Kashoichet Ya'av Reini Chachomim means, as soon as you give him the Shoichet, before the Din Torah. So Ya'aver, he's now an Aver, the Din Torah schedules for 3 months, but he gave him now the Shoichet, so now it's Ya'aver. About the givis for kalvochoymish, he is samis einab she tipish b'soif of yesh b'shas the dindal zicher b'yanivorim. That means the right now there's also a grayus in him. Yeah. Let us see the Gemara further. Ki yosa Rav Dimi Oma, Doresh Rav Nachman Bar Koyin. Mai dersi melech b'mishpot yami doretz. B'ish truma is yer seno. Im doi medayin le melech. If the dayin is similar to, speaking about mishpot, so if the dayin is doimeta melech, shein itzarech leklum, he's independent. He doesn't need money from anyone. Yamid oretz. So then, the eretz will have a kiyam. V'im doime lekoyin shemechazer al agronis. But what if he's a ish truma is? He doesn't have, and all the time, a geter umbet in the dovis. So memelin, he'll become a dayin seyer seno. So memelin, that brings the imminent destruction of the oretz. Because this person can't paskin the baledinim, either he asked from him yesterday or plans to go to him tomorrow, so kaponim, he's a ish trumeis. So he can be a dayin. Sukrashi, she'ein etzorch lu, shu osher, vein etzorch lahachnif. Doesn't have to be machnif. Such a person can be a dayin. Zog the Gemara weiter, Omar Rabbe Barav Shila, Hai Deine de Shoyl Shilte. But Dayan is not an Ishtrumes, he doesn't ask for the Dovis, but he's always Shoyl. The Rogel, the Shol, Mibne Iroi, Behemes, Vekelm, he's always borrowing. Posel, Lemaidan Dine. So his Posel also, so, he is olo lahachnef the older mashilim. For loy amoren elo the less lay loy shule. That means he doesn't lend out. Avalis lay loy shule less lombo. That means if people come to him also, that means he has certain articles that he can lend out and the other things he borrows. So mamela, then there's no. That is not sure he's indebted to them, they're indebted to him, so mamel, then there's no problem. Eini, vorove shoyl she'ilto midevei bar miyan. Rove borrowed a certain kalim from the bei bar miyan, the way you say him. Afagav de loy shayl minei. They never borrowed from him. So the Gemara says, Hosom la'achshevino, who? The boy. He wanted to be machshev them. That what he borrowed from them was not because he needed it. He wanted to be machshev the yisayimim that Rove borrowed from them, so that's why, so there's no problem of Hosom l'chnufe. Zogt Rashi. The Sheol Shilta, the Rogel Hisham Neire Bemis Bekel. Yeah. Zogt Taisfes. Mai der Siv Melech Bemishpot Yamid Eretz. Im Doi Medai Le Melech Shein Yitzorich Le Klum. Och Em Ashme. What Tzriches are we talking about? The Tzriches Moment Koma. We're speaking about he needs money. Mishum Shoichat. Midamasik. Alei, haidaine de shor shilte. We're speaking about, he has to borrow things. Some amela, so, sheikh de kashel. El nami mimil de sheikh adairi. Sanhedrin beperikame maisa hartroshe gufe drab nachman bakoin adain shene boki v'tzorech lishol heirois v'dinin. There the Gemara says if he's a koyin or a melech means that he knows man malki rabbonon, he knows everywhere, he doesn't have to ask any shailas, he knows himself how to paskin. Or he's a, or if he's like Marza Gronis, he has to ask everything. He's not Boki Bedinim. Maisi Achdrosh Shegufed Rav Nachma Bakoin Adayin She'enei Boki B'tzorich Lishel Heirois Bedinim. The Maasei Kosam Dorosh Rav Nachma Bakoin Maidach Siv Melch Bemishmet Yami Doretz Boso Ochi Maasei De Bein Nesiyu Ukmei Daine de Loigomer, that they appointed Dayonim who were not, weren't Bekiim Bedin, Vekulish Maite Dosa, Maite Bedaine Shinahogan Machmshen Boki. So Hevel Heretz Astiren, these two Gemores, are we speaking about that he's a melech legabi momen or a melech legabi yediyas ha-teira? In many times, the ma'ayk ha'ik le-medik she'ni tzorech le-le momen v'le-le divrei teira. I would just like to mention Teisvi Stav Kufheya Med Aleph Dibramas L'Goyzre Gzeires. Teisvi first asked Akashe, how were the Geizer Gzeiris permitted to take money from the Trumas Halishke? It should be a Shail of Sheikhat. That taste was answered, Sheikhat is only from the Baleidinim and not from Mishal Tzibel. The Rebbe Meforsh Tohoche Lav Beteiris Schar Hayunoitlem. Now, Dach Sechmir, that Rebbe is not coming to answer the first kasha of Shoichat, but Rebbe is coming to answer a second kasha, just like the Gemara asked on Kalno, how is Kalno permitted to take money from the Baladinim at Shoichat, but the Gemara asked a second kasha, how is Kalno permitted to take Schar Lodoin? Why didn't the Gemara the Estes on the Geizer Exeris? That asks me, with that trap, the Rebbe Meforsh Tahochi Labeteres Char Hayenoitlem. And it seems like that also from Teisvis in Becheires Tavchoftes, Teisvis the Ramaschel Ma'ani Bechinom, that everything, Limadatere, Hayro, everything has to be Bechinom. So Taisus asks, "Vein lit moya al dain exeres shebirushalayim." Taisus says the same teretz that kiven the choliskim oyal ze lohayu v'lohayu oiskim b'shem aloche shal kochem tzrichem lispalnis.